Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software Blog. Welcome to the February 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks to those of you who submitted questions, we've got a lot of great ones this month. Without further ado, let's get started. Paul asks, I'm a visualizer. I construct visuals whenever they are missing, say, for example, a list of to-dos. I use FreeMind and wonder if there's any way to convert or input to FreeMind a list of items. Also, a second question. When I use Gmail, I wish I could transfer the action items from an email directly to a personal GTD, or Getting Things Done, mind map. Any suggestions on either of these questions? Paul, I took a look at FreeMind's import options to see what it's capable of, and discovered that you can import a mind map from Mind Manager X5, which is a pretty dated version. I tried it with one of the mind maps that I created in Mind Manager 8, and it actually imported the contents perfectly, to my surprise. You can also import your Internet Explorer favorites or display the contents of a folder on your computer's hard drive. I also tried something else just to see if it would work. I said to myself, what if I created a list of items in Notepad? Could I copy and paste them into a FreeMind map? And ideally, each line in that list of topics ought to become a separate subtopic. Surprisingly, when I tried it, it worked great. I created a 5-item list in Notepad and copied it to the Windows clipboard, and then I created a FreeMind map with a single top-level topic and used Control-V to paste it. Each item in the list became a separate topic. It worked great. In regards to your first question, Paul, I don't know of any mind mapping tools that enable you to send an email directly to a GTD map. The only one that accepts new topics from emails that I'm aware of is MindMeister, and I think it would be kind of hard to do this with a desktop tool. It's much easier to do with an online mapping tool like MindMeister. Emmanuel asks, I'm relatively new to mind mapping and would very much like to use it to make presentations. I currently use Mind Manager. I tried to find a tutorial online, but didn't really find anything useful. Perhaps you could please point me in the right direction. Most mind mapping software handles presentation view in the same way, more or less, Emmanuel. The program positions your map to display each branch one at a time and removes any toolbars and other interface elements from the screen, so that your audience can only see your map branch. It fills the screen. Most programs also enable you to edit or annotate your map while in presentation mode, which can make for a very interactive experience with your audience. For example, if somebody gives you some suggestions or ideas, you can add them to the appropriate place in your map within presentation mode. It's really that simple, which is probably why you haven't found any tutorials about it online. In Mind Manager 9, you can even create slides from your mind map, which gives you a high level of control over how your map and its contents are displayed during your presentation, and that can be found under the View menu. You didn't specify which version of Mind Manager you're using, so I've just told you about the latest version. Kevin asks, what about mind maps with search capabilities? In other words, I'd like to be able to take an item from a map and search my hard disk or Google for matching items. Kevin, I don't know of any mind mapping software that enables you to do searches of just your hard drive based on keywords. Mind Manager contains something called a smart map part that enables you to show the contents of a folder. And it displays the folder name as the topic and each file as a subtopic. If you have a need for something like that, it's actually pretty cool. In terms of conducting online searches, Mind Manager has a group of smart map parts that enable you to do this for Google, Yahoo, and Bing, probably the three big search engines these days. The results of your searches are displayed in a mind map type of format. Another tool, Spinscape, does something similar with Google in its web-based mind mapping application. The advantage of Spinscape in this type of thing that you want to get done is that it displays the search results in a separate pane to the left of the workspace. And that gives you the freedom to drag and drop only those results that are relevant in your mind map, rather than having absolutely everything from the search results in your mind map. Daniel asks, what tools are available to build a WordPress website using a mind map interaction / navigation style. Daniel, I use WordPress to run several blogs, including the mind mapping software blog, and I'm pretty familiar with the universe of plugins for it, but I'm not aware of any that are specifically focused on providing a mind map style of navigation. Having said that, there is another tool that called Personal Brain that enables you to create visual maps that can be integrated into a website. It generates some code within a set of what are called iframe tags that you can copy and paste into your web page. And if the thoughts in your brain contain hypertext links, you can then use them to navigate your website. To view a tutorial of this, go to www.thebrain.com, that's all one word, no punctuation, /support/tutorials/sharing/website. I know that's kind of a long URL, so I will also include it in the blog post that accompanies this podcast. Gil is looking for examples of career-related maps, such as the process of finding one's passions, a brainstorm which applies such a process, using appreciative inquiry in career planning, and more templates of anything related to this area. Gil, for starters, I urge you to take a look at some of the mind map galleries on the web to see if anything fits your needs. There are literally thousands of mind map examples that may inspire you. Beyond that, you can certainly use any mind mapping software to simply begin recording keywords that are associated with things that you're passionate about, and then refine them into a set of goals by moving them around and grouping them in ways that make sense to you. Richard asks, what is the best mind mapping tool that would allow for an unprogrammed presentation? Increasingly, I'd like to use mind maps instead of PowerPoint for presentations. However, when I've tried to use Mind Manager, it seems to work best if I have a pre-established script and essentially program it, and I just don't work that way. I tend to be adaptive in my approach depending on the situation. I also found that I have to move the map around so the note I wanted to discuss was front and center. I did download another product and had a similar experience. I think I understand what you mean, Richard, and I don't think any mind mapping software in its presentation mode will quite do what you're looking to do. If you're in a normal view, then certainly you can move the map around and focus in on whatever you need to, but as you alluded to, that's kind of a manual process, a bit laborious when you're trying to present. Once you get into presentation mode, pretty much all the programs are the same. They are designed to walk the audience through the contents of your map, one branch and sub-branch at a time, in clockwise order. You can't really change that. What I would suggest is use the regular mind mapping mode of your program to explore and move around that is needed. That's going to give you the most freedom. And there's no getting around some of the manual movement of your map. But one of the thing you might want to try first is select the topic you want to focus on, and secondly, see if the mind mapping software you're using has a center map command. And that should move the topic you've selected to the middle of the workspace. I think that will accomplish what you're looking to do without relying on the mouse and the scroll bars to try and center and zoom in your map. Stelios says, my question is how to make a mind map to be able to interactively track your progress toward your tasks and goals of the day, in a way to see your progress from day to day, from week to week, and from month to month. I'm using Excel to do just that with graphs. Nevertheless, I'm sure there must be a way to do that using a mind map template. Stelios, you can easily use a mind map to create a set of goals and sub-goals, and then convert action items that you need to accomplish in order to reach those sub-goals into tasks. That, in turn, will enable you to display information such as due date and percentage complete. In particular, I think the percentage complete indicator will give you some visual feedback on your progress with that item. If you want to be able to see your overall progress visually, I'd recommend coloring those topics that you've completed a different color than those you still need to do, or designate the completed items with a specific icon or symbol, such as a check mark. That'll make it easy for you to see what you've accomplished to date, as well as what's next. Depending on the mind mapping program you use, you may be able to filter your mind map around that icon or symbol to display only the items you've completed, or only those you still need to do. I did a Google search for mind map templates that would work for goal setting and found an excellent one on Mapio.com created by Eric Blue. The only problem is that when I tried to download it, it was missing a file extension. So I added a .mmap to the end of it and got it to open successfully in MindManager. And I've uploaded it to the blog, and you can access it from the post that accompanies this podcast. And when you look at it, I ask you to note how Eric uses his major life goals to segment, or excuse me, his major life roles to segment his goals, very much in the model of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits philosophy. That's it for the February mind mapping coaching call. Thanks again for sending me such great questions. And remember, you can submit them to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com. You can also use the feedback form on the blog, and you can also send them to me via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, C-H-U-C-K-F-R-E-Y, no spaces. I look forward to talking with you again next month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.